This show is produced by the Hartman Media Company. For more information and links to all our great podcasts, visit hartmanmedia.com.
Welcome to the Creating Wealth Show with Jason Hartman. You're about to learn a new slant on investing, some exciting techniques, and fresh new approaches to the world's most historically proven asset class that will enable you to create more wealth and freedom than you ever thought possible. Jason is a genuine self-made multimillionaire who's actually been there and done it. He's a successful investor, lender, developer, and entrepreneur who's owned properties in 11 states, had hundreds of tenants and been involved in thousands of real estate transactions. This program will help you follow in Jason's footsteps on the road to your financial independence day. You really can do it. And now, here's your host, Jason Hartman, with the complete solution for real estate investors.
Welcome to the Creating Wealth Show. This is your host, Jason Hartman, and Merry Christmas to one and all. Well, it's Christmas Eve here, but you'll probably be hearing this on Christmas Day as you look for maybe an escape from your Christmas festivities, an escape from your family. Holidays are always a mixed bag, aren't they? You know, with people love it and sometimes they're just like, get me out of here. It just depends. So whatever the case, I will continue to be churning out some great content for you. So we got a special episode today for Christmas Day. First off, though, it is a 10th show, and we've got a fantastic interview with Noah St. John as we talk about just a bunch of great, like, general interest, personal life success stuff. I think you'll really like this. We kind of focus on how to get our head trash out of the way so that it does not inhibit us as real estate investors. Also, you'll notice at the end of this interview, I get a little therapy session myself, so I'm sure you'll get a chuckle out of that. But first, before we dive into that, we must get an update. And remember, it is Christmas Eve here. You'll be hearing this on Christmas Day, but here's the update. Let's see what's going on out there. Let's see where that fat guy with a big long white beard is. Alexa, where's Santa Claus?
According to NORAD radars and satellites, Santa is currently located in Nairobi, Kenya. He should be in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia very soon. Would you like to hear a fact from the Santa Files?
Yes.
It has been estimated that Santa's sleigh flies faster than starlight. That's more than 186,000 miles per second. Would you like to hear another fact?
Yes.
Santa's sleigh is 75 candy canes long and 40 candy canes wide, not including the reindeer. Would you like to hear another fact?
No.
Goodbye. Come back soon to track Santa.
All right. Well, anyway, I just wanted to make sure we got an update as to where Santa was, because, your kids might want to know that. And by the way, if you have an Echo, or maybe you won one in our contest, right, or you're going to win one in our upcoming contest at jasonhartman.com/contest, by the way, my compliments to all of you who turned in your five-year plan videos. Let's wrap up that contest the day after Christmas, okay? Turn in your video here today or tomorrow. We got to wrap it up. We got to pick the winners. And up to $4,300 for first prize. And second prize and third prize aren't bad either. But if you have an Amazon Echo, just install the NORAD Santa tracking skill, and then your kids can get an update on where Santa is. I heard an interesting fact, by the way, about him a few hours ago. It is estimated that Santa weighs 260 pounds when he leaves, when he starts his journey. But by the time he ends his journey, delivering all those presents all around the world, guess how much he weighs? Because, you know, you always leave a lot of milk and cookies out for him, right? Well, he weighs over 1,000 pounds. Just when we thought America had an obesity problem. See, Santa is even worse. So, we don't need to feel so bad here in the US of A. Okay, so what is going on? Well, we've got our 10th show guest coming up here. We've got the contest, jasonhartman.com/contest. Get your final entries in for that. And on our upcoming Meet the Masters, we have four did you hear me? Four spaces left. Only four more people can join us for the Elite Access ticket, the Dinner with Ron Paul, on Friday evening. We still have a decent amount of general admission and VIP tickets, but only four more Elite Access tickets. So go to jasonhartman.com/masters and register right away. Also, something I forgot to mention that is kind of important here, and you know what? I won't go into the detail of it right now, just in the interest of time, but we have kind of streamlined the Venture Alliance membership a little bit. We actually reduced it by one of the regular weekend retreats every year. So we reduced the time commitment a little bit, but we added an optional Adventure Alliance trip. And so this next one coming up, you can see, learn more about it at jasonhartmanicehotel.com. By the way, I was going to misspeak that. There's no slash or anything. It's just one word, jasonhartmanicehotel.com, for our upcoming ice hotel trip. Now, we are waiting for enough people to greenlight that trip. I believe we need 5 or 6 people to do it. But we're going to have these great Adventure Alliance trips every year. Maybe 2 of them, maybe more than one. These will be these once-in-a-lifetime bucket list type experiences. We, instead of having 4 weekend retreats every year, we're going to have 2. We're going to have a special event around Meet the Masters every year, since we're all already there, and then the optional Adventure Alliance trip every year. So we have reduced the time commitment a little bit, and we have also reduced the price to $8,000 from $10,000. So if you've been interested, this would be a good time to join, because Meet the Masters Elite Access is included with that. And that's a $1,500 ticket. So this makes economic sense. That's what we do on this show, folks. We help you make the most economic sense of everything. So anyway, check that out, jasonhartman.com, and you can find out about the Venture Alliance there or at venturealliancemastermind.com. Gosh, have I given you enough website links? I'll stop with that. Okay, that's probably too much to consider right now. Anyway, there is a lot going on in the world. Most importantly, the tax reform, the GOP or Trump tax reform, is now the law of the land, and it is a Christmas gift. That's quite the Christmas gift. For the vast majority of people, you are going to benefit from this plan. And we are taking the first in-depth look at this plan, probably of anybody out there. Now, this is an early in-depth look with CPA Ryan Shellhouse. He's awesome, by the way. And he will be speaking at Meet the Masters, and you can meet him there in person. He is one of our speakers. We went for a long time. We talked for almost an hour. So we're going to cut that into 2 episodes. But last week, hey, we recorded 5, or we published 5 episodes last week, every day of the week. So, yeah, we've been kicking out a lot of content over here, folks, because we want to keep you informed. There is a lot going on in the world right now, especially with the tax reform. And if you don't benefit from this directly, first of all, you might be getting fooled, because the media hates Donald Trump, and, you know, he gives them a lot of reasons to. I can't say it's not his own fault. You know, some of the stuff that guy says is just zany, stupid. You know, I don't know. It's just, oh, whatever. Anyway, the media gives you a lot of reasons to hate Trump, or gives the media a lot of reasons to hate him. You know, they're spinning it, okay? They are spinning it in a lot of untrue ways. So that's the first thing that may be happening, right, with the tax plan. You may think, this isn't a good deal for me. This is a bad deal. My taxes were lower before. That may be true in a very, very small number of cases. But wait, there's more. But wait, there's more. As they say on the infomercials at 2 in the morning, when you're thinking, oh, wait, I got to buy this big package to learn about how to invest in real estate. Don't do any of that. Just listen here. It's free. Free. Okay, so if you don't directly benefit from GOP Trump tax reform, you will benefit indirectly, because your humble host is making the prediction that this is going to be good. No, wait, Jason. It's not going to be good. It's going to be extremely good for the economy. There is going to be a lot of money flowing back onshore into the good old US of A. And you're going to get a benefit from that. Everybody will. there are going to be a lot of tax savings. Now you will hear the left say, but wait, it's going to add money to the deficit. Well, where were you people complaining about Obama? And what about Bush? Listen, I'm an equal opportunity hater, okay? Obama and Bush added, well, Obama being the worst of the worst, added tons of money to the deficit and the debt. So, you know, listen, this isn't that bad. This isn't going to add that much. And the economic stimulus it will provide will, I believe, offset that. But as you know, I have new thinking about this deficit spending issue. I've talked about it before. When I said many years ago that maybe Obama and the liberal left are actually right. Yes, I did say that. In that, does it even matter that much? Does it even matter that much how the books look, right? It matters for sure, but I don't know if it matters as much as people like to believe or say. Because, when you got the reserve currency of the world, you got the biggest military the human race has ever known, you got the American brand, the biggest brand name on earth is United States of America. You thought it was Coca-Cola or Amazon or something else, right? No, it's the United States of America. That is the biggest, most valuable brand name in all human history. Now, I'm not talking about, by the way, I shouldn't say this on Christmas. You're probably hearing this on Christmas Day. That excludes religious brands, okay? So if, you know, if you're thinking of the personal brand of Jesus Christ, for example, that is not included in my calculation. I'm just talking about commercial brands. And America is a commercial brand, okay? Countries are, at some level, certainly just a big corporation, right? With a few minor differences. So, yeah, this is going to be good, folks. So, you know, Merry Christmas. I really think this is going to be good for everybody listening. And for real estate, big impact. It's going to be really good for real estate investors. So, we will explore that more as time goes on. But today, we have a great show. Noah St. John, let's learn about getting rid of our head trash, the things that hold us back as real estate investors. This is a 10th episode show, so on these, we generally talk a little bit more about psychology, the psychology of real estate investing, the psychology of just managing our own mind and our own view, worldview, attitude, etc. about things. So here he is. It's my pleasure to welcome Noah St. John. He's known as the Power Habits Mentor, and he's famous for helping entrepreneurs and investors get rid of their head trash and helping them make more money. He's the only author in history to have works published by Hay House, HarperCollins, Simon & Schuster, Mindvalley, Nightingale Conant, and the Chicken Soup for the Soul publishers. He also appears frequently on many media outlets worldwide, including ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, Parade Magazine, Forbes.com, and HuffPo. It's a pleasure to welcome him here today. Noah, how are you doing?
I'm great, Jason. Great to be here today.
Good to have you. So head trash. I love that term. You know, it reminds me, Noah, of a one of my favorite quotes. I believe it was by Jack Parr. He said, "My life feels like one giant obstacle course with me as the chief obstacle." And we really are our biggest obstacle, aren't we? So a lot of that is that head trash. The head trash is the real obstacle because yes. We need to keep moving it around, jumping over it, you know, sorting through it. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. Well, I love that quote, and it's really, really accurate because with all the books that I've written, as you mentioned, you know, one of the themes that comes up all the time is this theme of head trash. And so what is head trash? Well, basically what I say is that head trash is that guy in your head that says, I can't do it because ... And then what happens is we fill in the dots, right? So we have people who say, well, I can't do it because I don't have the time. I can't do it because I can't afford it. I can't do it because I don't live in the right community. I can't do it because I didn't go to the right college, or I'm a woman, or I have too many kids, or I have no kids, or whatever it is. And what's so amazing about us human beings, Jason, is we always make ourselves right. And so if you're telling yourself, I can't do it because I don't have the time, guess what? You're going to make yourself right, and you're going to find that, lo and behold, you don't have the time, when the fact of the matter is we all have the same amount of time. We all have the same 24 hours as, you know, Bill Gates and Mark Cuban and Richard Branson and all the rest of us. We all have the same 24 hours. So anytime that we have that head trash, that guy in your head, you need to be aware of that. And that's one of the reasons that we have all the different programs that we have, is to, first of all, just get people aware what their head trash actually is. And then, of course, helping them get rid of it.
So, Noah, one of my companies helps real estate investors purchase properties and build real estate portfolios nationwide. And, you know, I've been in that space since 2004. And what I find is that investors really are, they're their own worst enemy many times. Not always. You know, sometimes we're not. Sometimes we are. It changes. Depends on the day, what side of the bed we wake up on, you know, whatever we let affect us throughout the day and so forth. But when you live in a space that sort of says, like, look, the buck stops here. I'm the source. I'm the thing that determines my own degree of success, happiness, and fulfillment in life. That really is a very powerful position to live in. And one of the things maybe I'd ask you to comment on is that even though that's sort of a philosophy or a worldview, it's not always actually true, is it? But what I would contend is, that doesn't even matter if it's true, because whether it's true or not, look, there are circumstances. I mean, hey, some people are more lucky than others. Some people just had something drop in their lap, okay? And some people had terrible obstacles and terrible injustices. But regardless of that, you know, it's how we look at it. It's our worldview, right? That is, you know, whether we make it true or make it expand, right? Comment on that if you would.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it reminds me of a story about one of our real estate investor clients, because I've helped real estate investors make millions and millions of dollars just over the last few years. And it reminds me of a story of Brian. He's one of our clients up in Boston. And he heard me speak at a real estate conference, you know, never heard of me before. And, you know, as I was speaking, it really spoke to him what I was talking about head trash and getting out of your own way and all the tools that we have and so forth. And so he, you know, signed up with us. And one of the things that he told us was that things were just taking so long in his business. And, you know, he was getting all these distractions and things were taking so long and he wasn't getting the results that he wanted. And he spent tens of thousands of dollars on lots of different programs, but he just wasn't getting the results.
I hate that story, by the way. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. And so what happened was, after, you know, going through our programs and realizing, number one, how much he was holding himself back. Number two, the excuses that he was believing that weren't true. And number three, basically just how to focus, how to finish, how to get rid of those distractions and get rid of the overwhelm that's holding so many people back. Long story short, he told us that in 12 days, he did $95,000 in sales. He did sales of $95,000 in 12 days. And he also was able
this to was raise, a real estate agent, right?
Yes. Okay. But a real estate agent, but also now he's doing investing as well.
Right. And you probably mean to say commissions, because $95,000 is like half a house in many places.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, that's, like I said, that's he told us. Yeah, but yes. And then the point is that then he was able to raise $1.2 million for his church. He wanted to leave a legacy, and he was able to raise that money to build an addition for his church. And he also lost 30 pounds. It really changed his whole life, because he looked at his habits and he says that now what used to take hours now takes just like 15 minutes a day. So that's just a great example of the fact that, as you said, so many times we're holding ourselves back in ways we don't even realize.
We sure are, Noah. So, you know, let's talk about some like specific sort of belief systems. I mean, I can share with you a lot of them that I see from real estate investors. You know, I'll see them basically tell themselves, well, you know, they can't do it, or someone else is luckier, or they need to go to another course or spend a bunch of money with another guru. And and you know this Atta story, and I kind of alluded to it in your last statement, is we see these people that have been to like every seminar, they've read every book, they've hired every coach, they've spent $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 on training, and it's like, you could have purchased two or three properties with that money. And it's like the real, you know, it sort of goes back to this belief system, I think, Noah, that I've got to have more information before I can do it. You know, I need to know more. I need to have more connections, more information, take another course. When what it really is that sort of becomes an excuse. And it's kind of hard to argue with, right? Because like education is a good thing. No one would disagree with that. You know, hey, learn all you can, right? That's a good belief system. Mm-hmm. But there comes a point when the real learning comes in the doing. You just can't know everything before you dip your toe in the water or, hey, jump in head first. Mm-hmm. And, you know, scramble through as well as you can and just figure it out as you go. You know, it's on the job training. Life is on the job training. Okay. Yeah,
right. Right. Absolutely. Well, you know, it's funny you say that, Jason, because we have a new book that just came out and that your listeners can get for free, which we're going to talk about. But I talk about three big mistakes that even smart investors and smart entrepreneurs make when it comes to money and reaching their goals. And that's one of the big mistakes, which is gathering too much information without implementing. So at successclinic.com, my company, we have a saying, which is there's no lack of information, but there's a definite lack of implementation. And so the point is, it's very, very easy to take all these classes and it's very, very hard to implement. Why is it hard to implement? Because you're going to run into failure, rejection, things not going your way. And that is what scares most people. So one of the analogies that we like to use is that everybody is living in what I call your CPR. That stands for your current perceived reality. And then over there, like in the distance, like on another, let's say you're standing on a ledge, and over there on the other ledge is your NDR. That's your new desired reality. That's your pot of gold. That's what you want, whether it's the money, the house, the car, whatever it is that you want, your pot of gold.
It's the end of the rainbow. Yeah.
Exactly. But between your CPR and your NDR, there's a gap. And what we call that is your belief gap. For most people, it's not a knowledge gap. It's a belief gap. That means most people just believe that they can't do it. If there's a default human belief, and I've been doing this for 20 years now and teaching people in over 120 countries, the fact is that the default human belief is I'm not enough. And so what many people try to do is fill that belief gap by taking more courses. Again, there's nothing wrong with taking courses. The problem is if you're not implementing, then you're not getting that ROI. What we focus on at Success Clinic is helping entrepreneurs and investors get the best ROI, the fastest and easiest without stress and without overwhelm. And that's what we've been able to do to the tune of $500 million for our clients.
So Noah, if someone has been told all their life that they're incapable, they're worthless, they're not good enough, you know, or maybe they haven't been told that from the outside, maybe the most important conversation is the one they're having with themselves, right? Mm-hmm. That's the most important one. And maybe they're telling themselves that for whatever reason. You know, mm-hmm. How does someone change their beliefs? Like you talked about how the CPR and the NDR, it's a belief gap. But how do you change your beliefs? Do you just make a decision? Hey, I'm going to change my beliefs. So, I mean, what's the mechanics of that?
Yeah, well, that's really the reason that we've helped people make, you know, $500 million and literally scale their business 6, 7, and 8 figures is literally that belief change. So we have a lot of mechanisms to do that. One of the very, very simple ones that you can do right now, everybody today, everybody listening to this program can do right now in the next few minutes, is literally just write down, what is my specific head trash? That's where we start, is, well, what am I actually telling myself? And as I just said, the default human belief is I'm not enough, right? Okay, but that looks different for every person. Okay, so for example, the person might be saying, well, I'm not smart enough. That's why I need to go take more courses. Another might say, well, I'm not connected enough, so I need to go to do more networking events. Or I'm not capable enough. That's why I'm not going to make that phone call. Whatever it is. So write down your beliefs. And these are uncomfortable. You know, these aren't any fun. Obviously, nobody does this on purpose. Nobody wakes up in the morning and says, wow, this looks like a great day. You know what? I think I'll hold myself back from success today. These are all in the subconscious, but that's a big, big part of what we do is we bring these subconscious beliefs to the conscious mind, because if it's still in the subconscious, you can't make a choice about it. It's like going into a room that's totally dark and somebody asks you to rearrange the furniture. You can't even see what you're doing. So what we do is we help you turn on the light in that room and you go, oh, wow, I didn't even know there was all this trash in here. And then you can start to take the trash out. And that's how you start to make those changes.
Another quote that it reminds me of, it goes something like this, but, you know, do the thing and then you'll become the thing. Right. Mm-hmm. It's like a lot of times that it's a feedback loop. Right. To some extent, mm-hmm. what we do is a reflection of our beliefs, but also what we believe mm-hmm. is a reflection of what we do. So it works both ways, doesn't it? So maybe one way to get ourselves to believe, other than the techniques you talk about, is to just force ourselves to do it. And then we'll believe it because we'll have all this evidence. Like, after we buy our first property, you know, that we're scared to buy, you know, then we just do it. And now we're a landlord and we're an investor. And then buying the second, third, fourth, and 17th one, that's easy after that, right? Because we have all this evidence. We've done it. We know we can do it. But until we have done it, we just don't know. It's always a mystery, isn't it?
That's right. And you're right. The first one is always the most difficult for, you know, for all of us. And so actually we talk about what's called the habit loop. Neuroscientists have identified this as going on in the human brain. The habit loop is comprised of five elements: the trigger, routine, reward, craving, and belief. And so the trigger is what happens in your life. You know, let's say you're tired, you're bored, you're angry, you're depressed, you're sad, whatever. It's just the thing that happens. Then the routine is what you do when that trigger is triggered. So for example, if somebody's bored, you know, 3 o'clock in the afternoon or tired, whatever, you know, and you know what, let's just, I think I'll just go check on Facebook or Twitter, and you get lost on social media down a rabbit hole for the next 2-3 hours. And like, where did that time go? You know, and you get all these distractions. My contention is we live in a world of infinite distractions. And so, you know, that's going to hold you back. So the cue, the routine, the reward actually happens in the brain, believe it or not. You think, well, what could be a reward for not getting what I want? Well, the reward is safety. The human brain's main job is to keep you not dead. And so as long as you're not dead, the brain's happy. The brain at the, you know, reptilian level that we're talking about, it just cares about survival. It doesn't care if you have any money. It doesn't care if you're, you know, making investments or not. It's just like, hey, am I not dead? Cool, I'm good. But that doesn't exactly give us the life that we want. Yeah. And then we have the craving. We have a craving for that safety. And then the most kind of tricky part here is the belief. Because like you just said, we believe that I'm not enough, and then it becomes that self-fulfilling prophecy. So what we help people do is, number one, change the routine. That means, you know, if you have that thing and you want to get that distraction, just like Brian, we just helped him change his routine. It was really actually pretty simple. It doesn't have to be hard and arduous. And then you can change the belief. And so just doing those two things can really change your life. And in fact, it has to change your life.
You know, Noah, I'm so glad you mentioned the concept of the self-fulfilling prophecy, because, again, are reminding me of another one of my favorite old quotes. And this one comes from that old sleepy senator from California many years ago, S.I. Hayakawa. And he has this great quote. He says, "The self-fulfilling prophecy is something that is neither true nor false, but it is capable of becoming true if it is believed." So in that sense, when it's capable of becoming true, if it is believed, we really are creating our own reality. And that's an amazing power. It's a truly amazing power. I don't know if people realize how powerful they are, do they?
Usually not. In fact, I've been working with elite athletes, and that's one of the things that we're also doing at Success Clinic. And that is what we're seeing is even these elite athletes, I mean, at the top of their game, some of the best athletes on the planet, and yet it's still controlled by the mind. You know, as amazing as their bodies are, you know, these finely tuned instruments, it's still mainly controlled by the mind, meaning that if they believe they're not going to win that race, if they believe that their competitor is better than them or faster or whatever or stronger, then they sort of check themselves out of the race. And it's like, see, I told you I couldn't win. And it's like I said earlier, we always make ourselves right. So that's, you know, human beings are an amazing, amazing creature. But the point is that sometimes, very, very often, we're holding ourselves back just to protect ourselves so that we don't get hurt. We don't feel that rejection. We don't feel like, because if you don't win and you told yourself you weren't going to win anyway, you go, see, I told you. And then you're right.
You get to be
right.
And
so the point is that a lot of people would rather be right than happy or wealthy or rich or successful. They'd rather be right. So to change these beliefs, to change these habits. So just like a rocket ship taking off from the earth, it takes a lot of energy at the very beginning. I mean, a ton of energy just to take off from that gravity and escape the Earth's atmosphere. That's our old habits. But once you use that energy, it's harder at first. But once you escape the gravity of your old habits and the atmosphere of all the beliefs that we have, then things become a lot easier.
Yeah, fantastic. Any other beliefs you can think of as they might apply to real estate investors specifically, since that's such a large portion of our audience? Any other, you know, like maybe we can fit in one more that you want to address?
Well, I mean, I have another story from another real estate investing client, if you want to hear it.
Go for it. Yeah, go for it.
His name's Bill, and he also came to one of our events, and it was really, really funny. He actually stood up in front of the whole audience and said, you know, Noah, I came to this event to expose you as a charlatan because, you know, I've spent all this money, tens of thousands of dollars, just like we hear, every time from our clients. And he said, Noah, I got to tell you that in 3 days, you have taught me more than I've learned in the past 20 years. And he went on to actually, now he's doing multi-billion dollar deals. And before that, he just didn't have the confidence. He didn't believe in himself. And so, you know, it just goes to show you that that lack of belief or that, you know, that non-self-belief, that head trash, as I call it, it really is affecting people in so many incredible ways. And what we were able to help Bill do is just, number one, realize that he was holding himself back. Number two, identify those specific beliefs. And then number three, put these better systems in place. So I think the main belief, when you boil it down, like I said a moment ago, if you just say, you know, the realization that the person is telling themselves, well, I can't do it because, what's your I can't do it because? That is the place to start to clean out your head trash.
Yeah, good stuff. I'll tell you one of mine that's kind of funny is, you know, I grew up poor and I mean, I wasn't, you know, like starving, okay, but it wasn't great either. I'll tell you that much. I always felt like I've always been a worker bee. You know, I work hard. And, you know, even long after I became financially independent, every day I just work really hard. You know, I kind of like it to some extent. But it's interesting because you would think that having a good work ethic is a good thing. It's kind of, it sounds admirable, at least to me, and I'm probably telling myself that all the time. And sometimes I find that I do things in my businesses that are less efficient because I sort of feel like I have to earn it. Now, either way you earn it, I mean, it's definitely better to work smart than hard, right? But, and I do work smart in many ways too, you know, hopefully, at least I think so. That's what I'm telling myself. But in some ways I notice this about myself, you know, I'm critiquing myself all the time. And I'm thinking, you know, I kind of feel like I got to earn that a little more. And I look at some of my friends and I'm thinking, gosh, it seems so easy now. I doubt it's that easy for them either if you peel back the curtain, because it always looks easier from the outside. But, but you know, like even a concept that's sort of positive seeming, if you will, you know, have a good work ethic can be an inhibitor in a way, can't it? Because, you know, look, if you're going to become incredibly successful and you're going to be a multi-billionaire, I mean, you're not going to get that just through a work ethic. There's only so much any of us can do. We've got to figure out ways to create leverage. That's what I love about income property as an investment, because you get so much leverage with it, right? And, you know, your money works for you. The bank's money works for you. The tenant's money works for you. Mm-hmm. Your tax savings works for you. So you're getting, that's leverage, right? But yes. Any comments on these seemingly positive belief systems that actually might be hindering us?
It's funny you share that, because I share that often too with my audiences that, you know, I grew up poor in a rich neighborhood. So mm-hmm. I grew up in a little town called Kennebunkport, Maine, which just happens to be one of the wealthiest communities in New England. But my family was dirt poor. I mean that literally. We lived at the bottom of a dirt road in a drafty, unfinished house that my parents ended up losing to foreclosure. Mm-hmm. And so as a kid, I was exposed at a very young age to that dichotomy, the chasm, the gap between the haves and the have-nots. The haves was everyone else in the community. The have-nots was my family. And so as a kid, I realized that my parents worked really, really hard. They struggled. They sacrificed. You know, they had that great work ethic like you're talking about, but they could just never get ahead. And so from the time I was very young, I realized, wait a minute, hard work is not the key. There's something missing here. What aren't they telling us? And so, that, you know, it took me a long time to realize what was missing. And now I actually, what I call it now, the system that we call it, is the power habits of unconsciously successful people. These are what I call the naturals of success, people who are unconsciously competent at allowing themselves to succeed. So what I have become known for, Jason, is that I'm the guy that people come to after they've tried everything else. And that is because what we see out in the industry is primarily, by and large, these naturals of success. Again, what I mean by that is they're unconsciously competent at allowing themselves to succeed, whereas 99% of humanity is driving down the road of life with one foot on the brake. And so, you know, that's one belief that I don't think you could say is a bad thing. I think the fact that, you know, people are aware of it and realize, wait a minute, getting that leverage is so critical and crucial that they have to understand that, yeah, that's what's going to happen. The other part I just wanted to mention is the idea of delegation. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, when somebody's really good at what they do, sometimes it's really hard to delegate because, like, they're so good at it. And it's like, well, nobody could be as good as me. And you know what? You're probably right. Probably nobody could be as good as you. But, you know, if you keep not delegating, then pretty much you're going to be stagnating. Yeah. And so that those two things, leverage and delegation, are really two of the big leverage points that we use.
Yeah. Yeah. Good stuff. Noah, this has been a fantastic overview of just a small part of your large body of work. I discovered you many years ago with your Affirmations audiobook. Before you go, actually, since I've got you here myself, right? What's the difference between affirmation and affirmation? I remember you talking about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I love that you're pronouncing it right, too, because some people don't, you know, understand there's a difference between affirmation, which is the old way, the old, methodology, and affirmations, which is what I invented. So an affirmation is a statement of something you want to be true. That's what, you know, the traditional teachers have been teaching us for decades. So, you know, I am happy, I am rich, I am successful, I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and gosh darn it, people like me, you know, the whole thing we make fun of, you know. And the fact of the matter is, for many people, those work just fine. The problem is, for millions of people, we say these statements over and over, and we just didn't believe them. And so it actually, scientific studies have shown that for 75% of the population, it actually, affirmation the old way, causes more frustration than happiness. And so what I invented is a process called affirmations, A-F-F-O-R-M-A-T-O-N-S. An affirmation is an empowering question. So rather than making a statement, you ask a question. So for example, instead of saying, I am rich, you say, why is it so easy for me to make money? And your brain, because of the embedded presupposition factor of the brain, basically what happens is your brain is just like Google. When you type something into a search into Google, you're basically asking a question and Google has to answer it. Well, your brain has to answer the question when you ask a question. So, you know, when you go to our websites, you see just so many incredible stories of people who've used affirmations to double or triple their income, quit smoking, overcome addiction. We have kids who are using affirmations to get better grades, feel more confident. We've had people find love, lose weight. Anyway, affirmations are just an incredibly powerful way to use your brain to get the results that you want faster and easier and with a lot less stress.
Okay, I have to ask you, give us a couple of find love affirmations, can you? Or at least one?
Sure, absolutely.
I find, mm-hmm. interestingly, is the, I mean, I'm sure everybody would agree, and maybe this is all obviously belief system too, but this is like the hardest one of life because it's hard to visualize. Everything else, like if you want a material thing, you can just visualize it and make it come true. I did that when I was 16, 17 years old for the first time. I couldn't believe it. You know, I wanted a certain vehicle, a really cool one, you know, didn't have any money, saved all my own money, and suddenly it like magically appeared not too long later after I started visualizing it. Very powerful thing. But when it comes to love, that's a person. So the visual element may vary quite a bit. And I find that to be a trickier equation.
That's funny, Jason, because there are so many who would completely disagree with you. See, that's your belief system.
Oh, your belief system. No wonder I'm not doing it, huh?
Hello.
Tell me.
Well,
fix me.
Maybe we need to talk, my man. Because I've helped a lot of people find the love of their lives, just like I've helped people make millions of dollars. So it's just your belief system. So nobody's right or wrong. It's just, oh, isn't that interesting? That's where your rock is. You know, your rock or your belief gap, really. That's where your belief gap is. It's just showing it. I'm not,
Got it.
Anyway.
No problem. I'm open to constructive criticism for sure.
Okay.
That's why I asked. Look at, hey, folks,
this is
the Jason Therapy Show, okay?
There you go. Well, I'm all for it, buddy.
Yeah.
So anyway, and just so people know, you can go to affirmationsbook.com and get a $200 bonus package when you get the book of affirmations. It's affirmationsbook.com. This is what the book we're talking about. But anyway, basically in the book, I show you all these different ways to find love and money and overcome addiction and so forth. But basically one of the things that you can do, because I have to say, Jason, that I found my wife, who's a gorgeous blonde, through affirmations. So I'm a great example that, yeah, this stuff works even when I didn't think it worked. So I wrote down exactly what I wanted in a woman. I mean, I wanted her to be blonde and have a gorgeous figure and be loving and, you know, sensual. And I literally wrote all this list and I said to myself, there is no way that I'm ever going to find that. I mean, forget it. That's impossible. And so I mean, sure enough, I found her and we're married. We've, you know, been together 10 years now. And I literally went check, 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 check. Holy cow. Wow. I mean, she checks every box.
Okay. So here's my new affirmation. Why do I have so many beautiful women trying to tear my shirt off as I walk around town?
Well, that's one you could do, yeah.
Give us a serious one, though. You know, like, what would be the affirmation for that, for example?
I would say, you know, why is it so easy for me to find the girl of my dreams? Mm-hmm. That's how I would say.
Oh, okay.
And that's what I would say. And I did. I found the girl of my dreams, and she is better than I wrote. I'm like, holy, I can't believe somebody's better than what I wrote. That's impossible. But I did it. So just real quick, I had a guy write to me from Germany. And he said, my wife and I were about to get a divorce and we had our divorce papers on the table ready to be signed. We heard about you on a show. Noah, you know, he was writing to me. He said, we heard you speak on a show. We started using affirmations. We tore up the divorce papers and now we're madly in love again and we're best of friends. So, I mean, if somebody is that, I mean, you can't get any closer to the end of a relationship than the divorce papers ready to be signed and they tore them up and affirmations changed their life. So, I mean, it's just one example of the many, many we have.
Listeners, I want you to ask yourself, why are you such a great real estate investor? You know, and, I mean, is it like a why question? Is that a common affirmation?
Yes, affirmations are an empowering question that begins with the word why. Uh-huh. Not that there aren't other great questions that you can ask. There's many, many great questions, but it's a specific form of question because it engages the brain's embedded presupposition factor, which means that basically you're telling yourself what you want to believe in a way that the brain has a much, much easier time believing than the old statement or affirmation way.
Yeah. Okay, so one or two real estate investor affirmations, and then let's wrap it up. We actually will wrap this up. Sorry, Noah.
Absolutely. And again, you know, do get the book because I walk you through the whole process. But basically, it's like what you said a moment ago. Why am I such a great real estate investor? Why are these great properties coming to me so easily? Why do I find the right people? Why am I able to line up the right financing so easily? And, you know, why am I doing exactly what I want to be doing with my life?
Why do I have such great tenants that always pay on time and take good care of my properties? Yeah. Good stuff. Good stuff. All right, Noah. Hey, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Give out your website.
Yeah, absolutely. And I already mentioned affirmationsbook.com. You can get a $200 bonus package when you get the book of affirmations. Also go to sendmeabooknoah.com. Very easy to remember. Sendmeabooknoah.com. And that's my new book called Get Rid of Your Head Trash About Money, How to Avoid the Three Big Money Mistakes Even Smart People Make. And I know we have a lot of smart people listening. So that's sendmeabooknoah.com. And my main website, noahstjohn.com, to find out more about our programs and coaching.
Thanks for joining us.
You bet.
Thank you so much for listening. Please be sure to subscribe so that you don't miss any episodes. Be sure to check out the show's specific website and our general website, hartmanmedia.com, for appropriate disclaimers and terms of service. Remember that guest opinions are their own, and if you require specific legal or tax advice or advice in any other specialized area, please consult an appropriate professional. And we also very much appreciate you reviewing the show. Please go to iTunes or Stitcher Radio or whatever platform you're using and write a review for the show. We would very much appreciate that. And be sure to make it official and subscribe so you do not miss any episodes. We look forward to seeing you on the next episode.
Welcome to Meet the Masters of Income Property Investing. I'm your host, Jason Hartman.
Join us in beautiful La Jolla, California on January 12th through 15th. This is your chance to meet the masters of income property investing. Learn from an amazing collection of experts all in one room. You'll meet a ton of local market specialists, mortgage lenders, tax professionals, and investment specialists such as Jeff Myers of Myers Research and John Burns, real estate consultant. Learn from Robert Kiyosaki's Rich Dad Advisors, Ken McElroy, his real estate investment expert, and Garrett Sutton, his attorney who specializes in asset protection. Find out what leading economists are predicting for 2018, including Danielle DiMartino Booth, founder of Money Strong LLC, and Andrew Zatlin from Moneyball Economics. Hear from leading entrepreneurs how to maximize your income streams. You'll learn unique financial strategies from Patrick Donahoe of Paradigm Life, and how to give birth to a brand from Brian Smith, founder of UGG Australia Brand. This year also features a very special guest, Dr. Ron Paul, former congressman, presidential candidate, and staunch advocate of liberty. Right now, you can upgrade your ticket to include VIP access and a dinner with Dr. Paul. Enjoy a fine dining experience and fascinating conversation. Seats are limited, so upgrade your ticket today. Ask questions and learn why real estate is the most historically proven asset class. Armed with new information, you'll have the confidence to take massive action. As the saying goes, don't wait to buy real estate and wait. Surround yourself with like-minded people and build friendships that will last a lifetime. Share strategies and tips with other investors and hear about their successes and struggles. Make 2018 the year you decide to achieve your dreams. Real estate is a proven way to create true wealth within your lifetime and achieve long-term financial independence. Don't wait. Join us in La Jolla. Reserve your seat today.